It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
With us today is Katie Gilbert. Katie is the field representative for the Missouri Humanities Council and is also an associate professor of literature at Drury University. She just recently started her position with the Missouri Humanities Council. So let's jump right in. Tell us about the Humanities Council, kind of what it does and what your role is.
Right, yeah. The Missouri Humanities Council is a nonprofit organization that was created in 1971. Our motto gives us a sense of things about what we do. It's to connect Missourians with the people, places, and ideas that shape our society. So in a sense, we serve everyone we're able to reach in the state of Missouri. In terms of what we do, one of the questions people often ask is, what are the humanities, right? What does that include? And I often respond by saying that it is anything that kind of documents and captures the human experience. It could be in the form of literature, film, religion, philosophy. So those types of experiences make up the public humanities.
So the Missouri Humanities Council obviously serves the state of Missouri, but what regional area are you specifically working with?
So I represent Southwest Missouri, so this kind of corner of the state. Recently, we opened up the office here about a year ago at Drury. It's housed at Drury. And I kind of reach out across this region trying to make connections with other people and partner institutions.
So are you carrying on some of the projects and programs that were already in existence, or are you tasked with starting some new humanities programs?
That's a great question. I do help to push forward some of the programs that are already in existence. Those include a veterans writing workshop for veterans and their families, Read from the Start programs, cultural heritage workshops, programs like that. But most recently, I've actually started an annual symposium on the humanities that is free and open to the public. And this past year, we held our first one at Drury, and it was on humanities and the future. And this coming spring, we will have our second one, which will be on humanities and democracy.
Well, that's a perfect tie-in with what we're talking about today. Where does the funding come from for this? It's kind of one of those things that exists and always has existed, but is it grant-funded or is it state or federal-funded?
Right. So we receive our funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities, along with the state of Missouri and private donors. But we use the funding to help push out the programming, and then we also use it to support a whole bunch of in-house kind of grant programs so that we try to push the money out into local communities to institutions and nonprofits that are doing their own public humanities work.
How is the Missouri Humanities Council affiliated or even associated with the National Endowment for the Humanities?
Yeah. So the National Endowment for the Humanities was created in 1965 by the Johnson administration, and the founding documents of that agency encouraged a robust coalition of state and territorial humanities councils to support humanities programs and scholarships within their boundaries. So in 1971, the Humanities Council was formed to fulfill this mission. So we're part of that larger project, but we're also our own separate entity at the same time.
You mentioned a little bit earlier some of the projects, like the Veterans Writing Project and all that. And, you know, one of the hallmarks of the Missouri Humanities Council is to reach out to rural Missourians specifically. So what kind of programs are offered in the rural areas, and how do you take those programs on the road?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've long had an office in St. Louis, and the past couple of years we've had an office in Kansas City too. So the opening of an office in Springfield is really intentional in this kind of intensification of outreach into rural areas across the state. And this area obviously has a number of rural communities. So the same types of programs that exist in the northern part of the state are becoming more and more popular here. But I can give you kind of a couple different examples of local programs that we've had recently. One was a cultural heritage workshop in Aurora, where we brought in people to learn on a local level how to kind of think about and promote their local history and local narratives. And that brought in people from Lawrence County, Greene, Douglas, Jackson, Christian, and Iron counties. So people from a number of kind of rural counties in the area. Another example of a project that's taking place in this area is our work with the National Park Service, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, and representatives from the Cherokee Nation as we work with them in the Trail of Tears Associations to locate and mark historic sites along the Trail of Tears in Missouri. And that obviously cuts through a number of small rural communities, especially near here.
Do you do any programs specifically with children or school children?
We do. We have a program that's very tailored towards working with families, actually, to help parents kind of engage with and maybe even master the experience of reading to their children. So that's a really popular one. And one of the things I love about that is it often takes place at local libraries, and the parents can attend, and they attend with their kids, and then they leave that program with actually the start of kind of a mini library, so a collection of books that they get for free as part of participating in the program to take with them. So Read from the Start is one of those programs.
You mentioned that you're working on a symposium, Humanities and Democracy, for next spring. What types of programs or activities or events will be part of that symposium?
So that is something that I'm kind of just starting to think about and brainstorm, and I'm hoping to kind of partner up with a number of institutions in the area. But I can tell you, give you a quick preview of an event that we're having this August that also is related to that theme. So we're having what's called a think and drink at a local brewery. The details will be decided soon on which brewery, but we know it will take place in the very end of August. And we received a grant that promotes the relationship between humanities and democracy, and it's democracy and the informed citizen. So we're going to have a think and drink on the topic of how to understand fake news and journalism. So we're starting on the front end there with some of our programming.
How can listeners find out more information or reach you if they're interested in information on the Missouri Humanities Council?
They can go to our website, which is mohumanities.org. They can like the Humanities Council on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Those are probably the best ways to follow us and then get in touch with me through any of those means, too.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest today has been Katie Gilbert, who is the field representative for the Missouri Humanities Council. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.